drasha for the first night of Pesach, Tavshin Samach Gimel. The obvious connection between the Torah reading and the Haftorah is Torah reading deals with the first Pesach that the Jews made before they left Egypt, and the Haftorah deals with the first Pesach the Jewish people made when they came into Eretz Yisrael. But there's also another connection, and that is Bris Milah. We're told that the night before they left Egypt, they also had Bris Milah that day before, and that the blood of the Bris Milah and the blood of the Korban Pesach were mixed together and put on the doorpost and on the two mezuzahs. And that's what's alluded to, B'domayi chayi, with your blood will you live, blood in the plural, both bloods, the blood of Pesach and the blood of Milah. And so too the Haftorah speaks about the Bris Milah that Yoshua gave to all of those who were not circumcised in the desert before they could make Korban Pesach. Now there's a tremendous connection between Bris Milah and Korban Pesach insofar that anyone who is uncircumcised is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, unlike other mitzvahs that even an uncircumcised person is required to fulfill the mitzvah. The idea is that Bris Milah is entering the covenant of Avraham Avinu as an individual with a sign in his body itself. Before the Torah was given, this covenant and this sign was basically a negative thing, taking away the negative sur meira of cutting off the orla in order that one should be separated from his lusts and from the defilement of being uncircumcised. And in this way, one became part of the progeny of Avraham Avinu in holiness and purity. After the Torah was given, there was another idea, another part given to Milah, which is called Priya, which is the idea of the Os Bris, the positive Os Bris, of being a portion of the nation of priests and the holy nation, clear to everyone that the person is a circumcised person. Korban Pesach is the sacrifice that represents the unity of the Jewish people. We are compared to a sheep, and the Korban Pesach is roasted whole to represent the unity of that sheep, and it is shechted by Kahal Adas Yisrael, by the community, as one entity. It also represents, as a nation, that we have special divine providence, special mercy from God, special relationship with God, who passed over our homes when he destroyed the Egyptians. And it also represents the unity of God, which is represented in the world by the Jewish people. And this echoes the idea of Ato Echad, you God are one, Veshimcha Echad, and your name is one, meaning your divine providence and how you control and function within the world is also one. Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and who is like your nation Yisrael, one nation in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since the idea of Korban Pesach is to represent the initiation of the Jew into the community of Klal Yisrael, so there is a thought that the Gemara has, that it overrules, that perhaps every ger, when he converts, has to immediately bring a Korban Pesach, because his conversion makes him into an individual Jew, but the Korban Pesach would introduce him and initiate him into the nationhood of the Jewish people. And therefore the Korban Pesach is eaten together with matzah and maror to show that both our freedom and our subjugation and our the good times and the bitter times, all of them come from that oneness of God's divine providence over us, and everything is for the sake of our ultimate redemption and the ultimate fulfillment of our purpose in this world to be a light unto the nations. And therefore it's also eaten when we're full and in a way of royalty to show this idea that it represents the initiation of the Jewish people into the entity of being a nation of priests and a holy nation. Before a person can become part of that nation, he first has to be fit himself. So therefore, first he has to have bris milah. Only after he has bris milah, he's a fit individual, a progeny of Avraham Avinu, then can he become a part, a member of the nation of Klal Yisrael. In Egypt, when the nation was formed, they had to show that they understood that becoming part of that nation involved Mesiras Nefesh. It involved even putting their lives in danger for it. And therefore, they were commanded to take the seh, the sheep, on the 10th day of Nisan, in the eyes of the Egyptians, knowing very well that the Egyptians were being told that this is going to be slaughtered and eaten, and this is their God, and the Jews put their lives in danger. So similarly, Rabbi Mendel Hirsch points out that when before we entered Eretz Yisrael, or the outset of our entering Eretz Yisrael, we had to circumcise the entire nation. Now these were all the soldiers, the entire army were circumcised, putting them into great danger of being attacked by the Canaanim while they were in that weakened state, just as Shimon and Levi wiped out the entire city of Shechem when they were in the weakened state after circumcision. And Mendel Hirsch points out that being willing to put oneself into danger like that, understanding that conquering Eretz Yisrael was not the product of might and swords, but the sharp sword that would help to conquer Eretz Yisrael were the swords that were used to circumcise them. And by being willing to even put one's life in danger to become part of the Jewish people, that in itself gave us the power to conquer Eretz Yisrael. God demands Mesiras Nefesh. He demands self-sacrifice. He demands us to be willing to sacrifice everything for Him. But in the end, it's that desire for self-sacrifice that in fact enables us to function without having to sacrifice anything. And that's what it says, Cherpas Mitzrayim. The shame of Mitzrayim was taken away. Because in Egypt, the rabbis tell us, the Egyptian astrologers saw that there was a certain star that forebode evil and blood for the Jewish people. And they assumed that God just wanted to kill us. That God's intention of choosing the Jewish people was to choose them for self-sacrifice to the point of death. To kill them in the mountains and to destroy them off the face of the earth. But the truth is that because of our self-sacrifice, because of that blood which was turned into the blood of circumcision, not the blood of destruction, it's a circumcision itself that was the foundation, through that blood we live, and not chas v'sholom are destroyed. And therefore, after we were willing to put our lives in danger to represent the fact that we were willing to enter the covenant of Avraham Avinu, then we were ready to conquer Eretz Yisrael and to eat from the produce of the land, which is even greater than eating the man. All the great miracles, the open miracles, even though they showed the tremendous connection between the Jewish people and God, but that was only on a temporary basis. The fact that in nature we ate from the produce of the land and we have a holy land, and all of the hidden miracles where the land and the people are joined through the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs shows that relationship between God and the Jewish people on an ongoing natural basis, which is even greater. This is the first day of Pesach. Every year renews this foundation of our nation, and therefore everyone who bears that sign in his body as an individual who is part of the covenant of Avraham now can enter the covenant of Jewish nationhood, renew that every Pesach. And therefore, someone who separates himself from the Jewish nation, as the Rasha says in the Haggadah, Mo avoda zos lachem, what's this all to you? But he excludes himself, kofar v'ikr. He basically denies God's existence, because God basically has made himself one through the Jewish people. And someone who refuses to be part of the Jewish people and excludes himself from the community has no portion in that nationhood and no portion in God. And that's the whole idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, recounting the story of the Exodus to our children in order to unite all generations, past, present, and future, and to show that oneness of the Jewish people, as mentioned in the Haftorah, the Es Bneihem Hekim Tachtom. The children take the place of the fathers. They are part of a continuum of Jewish history. And therefore, we unite also all times and all situations with the matzah and the moror to show that everything, good and bad, is all divine providence. Even the bitter times in Jewish history are part of divine providence and part of God's master plan, which we don't understand, to bring the ultimate perfection to the world, which is our ultimate redemption, and when we will be and fulfill our purpose as being a light to the nations, when God will call to all the nations, Sofa Brura, clear language, Likro Kula B'Shem Hashem, that they should all call out in the name of God, Ula Avdo Shem Echad, and to serve Him with one united shoulder. And at that time, Yimalei Kol Ha'aretz Deos Hashem, the world will be filled with knowledge of God, Kayam Li, Kamayim Li Yam Mechasim, like the waters cover the sea, and just as God showed us tremendous miracles when He took us out of Egypt, He will once again show us even greater miracles when He redeems us with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days.